Thanks to all of you for being here, and also for David and a bunch of other people who are too numerous to mention that I've drawn from and been inspired by over the years, including some recent colleagues, Leonard Lasko, Gary Renard, Course in Miracles. I'm going to talk a little bit about that, and my parents, and my wife, and countless others. I feel really grateful. So this is the boilerplate disclaimer, and I'm going to skip to the bottom line. It says, all of us already know all truth at some deep level anyway. We just remind each other about it. So that's my distillation of the disclaimer. So starting with definitions, just for this presentation, I'm going to give the Wikipedia dictionary definitions of sound and heal. So I'm going to get off on a little bit of a tangent from what the main thrust of this conference is in terms of the acoustic definition. So I'm going to talk about sound as free from injury, damage, defect, disease, good condition, healthy, robust, a sound heart, a sound mind, strong, secure, reliable, competent, sensible, valid, having no defect as to truth, justice, wisdom, or reason, substantial or enduring character, following in a systematic pattern without any apparent defect or in logic, sound reasoning, uninterrupted and untroubled, vigorous, thorough, upright, honest, or good, honorable, and loyal. That's kind of cool. And then heal, healing is kind of more of a derivative, so I'm going to just use the word heal, to make healthy, whole, or sound, to restore to health, free from ailment, to bring to an end or conclusion as conflicts between people or groups, restoring former amity, settle, reconcile, cleanse, purify, and my favorite, to be just become whole. And that fits right into what David was talking about with the oneness. So there's a few reference books that I'm going to refer to. The first I already mentioned is the Kabbalion, not to be confused with the Kabbalah, by the Three Initiates. This is a neat little book that's almost 100 years old, put out by the Yogi Publication Society, and I'm going to talk about the seven hermetic laws that are included in that book. And there's a couple books by Gary Renard that I discovered last summer that I just really like a lot, and they inspired me to get into the last one, which is A Course in Miracles, which I actually picked up and read mid-80s, and now I'm vigorously, enthusiastically diving into again as a student. So the first one, again, is the Kabbalion Three Initiates, and there's seven universal laws that apply to just about everything, and I haven't found any exceptions, so if you can find any, let me know. These two books I just mentioned, The Disappearance of the Universe, it's a neat little introduction to quantum forgiveness, and I'm going to talk about that and how that relates to sacred geometry and patterns that we can use as reminders to not take things personally and to let go of things that really get in the way of realizing that wholeness, becoming aware of that wholeness that we're talking about. And this is the sequel to it, and it's a neat little book, and he's coming out with the third one this summer. And in that, he mentions, those two books, he mentions A Course in Miracles, which is this really wonderful book. I picked this up, like I say, about in the mid-80s. I was involved in study groups on it, and set it aside, not thinking that I was never going to return to it, but I just picked it up this last year again with great fervor. And it really, the more I read it, the more I'm realizing that the profundity and the truly, in the most wonderful sense of the word, radical concept in this book that really is just profound. Anyway, we'll talk about it in a little bit.